Session 123, January 20, 1965, reading from The Early Sessions, Book 3 of the Seth Material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, I am glad to see the progress that is being made on the book dealing with the Seth Material. I would like to speak on some of the subjects that were discussed in our last session. If you recall, I said that thoughts and also emotions existed as electric actions, and once initiated are then in independent existence. That is, they are actualities apart and independent from their point of subjective origin. They are brought into existence in a subjective manner, but they then are independent action, and as such may continue to exist in duration within the physical field, according to their original electric potential. In turn, these thoughts or emotions, as electric actions, can affect other actions, and influence patterns can be set up and are set up. The subjective habits of individuals are largely responsible for their own attractions to various types of such electric actions, and here indeed, like attracts like. Various emotional factors within each personality cause what we may call a characteristic emotional climate. Certain types of thoughts and emotions are entertained therein. Since these are electrical actions, they set up strong electrical fields of attraction within the personality, easy electrical paths. Uncharacteristic thoughts or emotions must then meet with some resistance. Habit, then, has not only a psychological, but an electrical and psychological nature and implication. It will be easier, that is, there will be less resistance, put that in parenthesis, for a given individual to accept certain ideas or emotions, therefore, and more difficult for him to accept certain others. I have spoken about fields and systems. While no system is closed, each system has at its furthest reaches sufficient resistance to form sufficient enough boundaries, so that its own identity is retained. So does the personality, through negative charges, cause boundaries to be set about its own emotional system. It will accept most readily those thoughts and emotions or electric actions which attract it, which have a similarity to its own charged emotional climate, and it will have greater resistance to those which have the greatest dissimilarities. It is, therefore, most advantageous to study well those thoughts and emotions which are habitually accepted by any given personality. The emotional climate, though intangible, is intimately known by each individual as it exists within itself, and it is the best indication of his physical condition. For thoughts and emotions, as independent electrical actions, have great influence directly upon the physical mechanism, acting indeed as electric storms which flash through the entire nervous system, or as great stabilizers, as the case may be, and with, of course, many middle varieties of influence. Thought and emotion, then, is not only generally related to the physical mechanism, but as electrical actions, thoughts and emotions act directly upon the system. Again, here you see, however, that it is the individual himself who initiates his own emotional climate, and then suffers or enjoys the results. We must go much further into this particular subject. Nevertheless, it must be clearly understood that thoughts and emotions are actualities in themselves that directly work upon the physical mechanism. Any thought or emotion is bound to directly affect the physical body, because thought and emotions as electrical actualities are independent from their subjective point of origin. A given thought or emotion initiated by an individual may be rejected by him and cast out. If the thought or emotion is similar to those usually accepted, then this will take some time, for new electrical patterns must be set up. But an idea, thought or emotion so rejected, still has independent actuality and may be attracted to the emotional climate of another. Many psychological intangibles, including dreams, have such an electrical reality and do exist as electric actions. They are to be reckoned with. The connections between the emotional climate and physical health have never been clearly understood, because emotions were not known to have such electrical reality. They were not known to directly affect the system. More is understood as far as the chemical relationship here. I suggest your break. The point here is that you are, yourselves, familiar with such a small portion of reality. You are familiar with such a limited portion of the actuality of your own thoughts. These thoughts are things, so to speak, as real as a chair, but you are acquainted only with their purely subjective reality. They have great force within the electric field, great attractions. If you could fully understand or comprehend directly the reality of a thought in its full actuality, you would be amazed at the power behind it. Its manifestations are greatly concentrated, and its patterns attract mass, but in different terms in the electric field. There is, therefore, a similarity existing between an individual's dreams and thoughts and emotions and physical condition at any given time. The mind as separate from the brain, the mind exists purely and simply in the electric system or field, and does not project itself directly into the physical field, although its effects may appear within it. Each thought or emotion exists then as electric action within the mind. The action is transformed and translated, and is sent to the brain where its effects directly are felt, and the brain then initiates reactions. Thoughts and emotions then, being independent, however, are not bounded by or held within the physical body. The physical barriers of skin, for example, the physical limitations of that structure, do not exist and are not recognized by thoughts or emotions. They recognize only electrical systems. Every individual is pelted, so to speak, with numberless such electrical actions constantly. He accepts only those where mutual attraction exists and is usually not aware of their possible origin outside of his own system. The fact that thoughts and emotions have an actuality outside of the subjective sense may appear appalling to some. Unless the fact is accepted, however, the human physical structure will never be understood. Positive and negative thinking is more than a turn of phrase. Dimensions do indeed exist within this electrical field of which I have spoken, and it should be understood that I speak of an independent electrical field, and not of the weak apparent electrical effects that can be observed within the brain or nervous system. The electrical reality of emotions and thoughts represents a thought dimension that has been completely neglected, and in it there are other dimensions. As within your field there is apparent space and time and height and thickness, so in the electrical system there is intensity, and what I will call space reality, electrical mass and potentiality, which is different from intensity and polarity. All electrical actions exist with these characteristics. They amount to an overall existence as valid as your own. In many ways, it could be said that the physical system is an effect caused by this electrical field. There is still much to be covered here. There are units working backward from your system for convenience sakes, whereby your very physical weight is in electric form. An actuality beside the one that you know. I suggest your break. Seth, electricity is one of the attractions which make the existence of physical matter possible. You can see now how a subjective experience can have an electrical reality, and through this reality directly affect the human physical structure. Dreams, also being electrical actuallities, depend upon an electric system of patterns to communicate their data to the various levels or areas of the inner self. In the past, I spoke of the innate capsule comprehension, which exists within all cells. These are also electrically coded. Whole comprehensions can thus exist within physical structure while taking up no physical space. Dreams are particularly interesting from this viewpoint, as the original dream experience is a direct electrical experience decoded electrically, subjectively then translated for the various areas of the inner self. All seemingly pure subjective experiences which take up no physical space, but are emotionally or subjectively felt. All such existences exist, first of all, electrically. The human system then translates the experience, but its original existence and actuality is electrical. This is why your dream locations take up no physical space, either within your skull or in your physical universe. And yet, I have said that these dream locations did exist. Their existence is electrical, and they partake of the dimensions of the electrical system as I have given them to you. Dreams are felt directly through electrical patterns and then decoded. The original experience then again is an electric one, and the effects are instantly felt by the human system according to the original intensity of the charge. I have not spoken much concerning the dream universe, since first it was necessary that you understand the electrical actualities of emotions and thoughts. I shall have more to say on this subject shortly. You will also remember that I spoke long ago of the connections between emotions and physical weather. The electrical system is also of import here. Also are mental genes and mental enzymes, of which we will also speak more fully. This has been an excellent session. I hope you are not all charged up. I will now let you out of my charge and not charge you for the privilege of our sessions. My fondest regards to you both. Rob, good night, Seth.